Pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, Michelle, you hold down the fort. I'm coming home. I promise you I'm coming home. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, Coach Dave and Ohio Brett live and in darkness outside Anaheim Stadium. Brett said, listen, we need to have a stadium. Let's go do that at a real stadium. Well, we got here and we're locked in, locked out. But I want to be able to stand. Oh, and that light keeps going in and off, on and off on us. There you see it, Angel Stadium. Now, I don't know if you guys, you know, it's just a phone, but you look back there, there's a stadium that we weren't able to get into, Angel Anaheim Stadium, Los Angeles. They used to call them California Angels. I think they call them, I don't know what they call them. And over there's that big halo that swings around as it goes by the freeway, whatever freeway that is. And we're in California. A little bit of jet lag, even though I guess you don't call it. Let me get in front of that sign. Even though they don't call it jet lag because it hadn't really hit us yet. It is, 4 in the morning here? I feel like Jeff Nell getting up 4 in the morning. I like 4 in the morning to do a show. We're a little bit hamstrung this morning because, as y'all know, when I do the show on the cell phone, it's I don't have my computer. I can't see who all everybody's in here. I assume there's a bunch of you in here. Yeah, we got a great report here. I'll let Brett talk a little bit. We had a great report. Great event. Before I get in that, hey Clay, come on. Hey Clay, this is Drop Dead Day on that Kingdom Conference, brother. How's that thing looking? Is there any room for anybody else to get involved in that Kindred of the Kingdom Conference? What's that look like, Clay?
We're down to the last chalet that's got any bedding spaces, and then the rest is just sofa beds. So we got a good crowd coming. If you're staying off site, you can still buy. You know, we got plenty of those tickets left. But if you want to stay on site, you better be registering today or call me.
So, how many is that, Clay? How many folks gonna be there?
Well, we're looking right now right at our target of 75.
Wow, that is awesome! A big Coach Dave Live family reunion, huh?
Excellent.
Grab your babies and grab your ladies and everyone go. It's Brother Coach's show. Okay, Brett, so they can still get in this. They got a couple slots left. And you said if they're not staying on site, in other words, like to stay at the state parks and a camp or something, still do that. But we're running out of beds.
That's right.
Now, folks, you can get on a waiting list. We'll figure out how to do this, all right? Because we do have cancellations. I assume that kind of stuff's happening. And if you don't get in today, then maybe get you on a waiting list, see what we can do. Good work there, Clay. 75. I'll be together with 75 of my closest friends. And what's the name of that place? Someplace in Tennessee? Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only 3. I remember all that, huh? All that meaningless stuff I remember. So, listen, let's dive into it. Let's dive. We had a wonderful. This is crazy, Brett. I got to stand up. I'm not making this up. We stood up on, what day did we get here? I stood up on Saturday. I stood up. An old man like me stood up. From about 10 in the morning until 8 at night at the event. Not because we didn't have a seat, but as soon as we got there, Brett, being the marketer that he is, Ohio Brett, stationed us right at one of these doors. There's a choke point where everybody's coming by. Brett working the crowd, doing a really, really great job there. And man, you're getting old when you get tired standing, don't you? Hey, Mr. Crane. And so, you don't care about that. You don't care about that. Carlos came. Annette came. Randy was here. I don't know if you guys know this. Randy's son works for the Clay Clark Free America Now tour, whatever. Randy's son works for him. So Randy got to spend some time with his boy. It was really, really, really good. Yes, the event was wonderful. And like usual, I'll keep that sign. Like usual, some of the most impactful people are not the big name guys. Although, yeah, Mike Lindell was good. The future president of the United States, I'm sure of this. General Flynn was marvelous. He spoke to us a couple times. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came and spoke. Amazing. Roger Stone came and spoke. Who am I forgetting over there, bro? I mean, folks, it was an all-star.
It was amazing.
It was an all-star lineup. And you know, the crazy thing was, there were no breaks. We sat down. The thing started at noon, and it ended at 8, and there wasn't a pee break. There wasn't a lunch break. There was no break. And the amazing thing, Clay Clark, who's really, really a down-to-earth guy, put all this thing together. The amazing thing was, Roger Stone, think about that. Roger Stone flew all the way here from wherever he flew. They gave him 20 minutes. No more, 20 minutes. They gave some of the speakers 10 minutes. I walked into a room. I walked into what they call it, sort of like the green room, to do an interview. And I walked in the green room. Who's sitting in the green room? Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She jumped up like I was her long-lost friend. People looked at me and said, who is this guy? Because she's one of the feature speakers. She did a marvelous job. It's all been really, really good. But, you know, truth be told, and I'm a truth teller, as you know, really wasn't anything new. Wasn't a whole lot of new stuff. Patrick Byrne yesterday reinforced the whole idea that the election was stolen. Had more folks, the truth, the information of truth that came yesterday was really, really pretty amazing. But my takeaway, and again, this I didn't say this. I said it before the show. This is kind of a flea flicker Monday because I don't have my computer, and I haven't had any time to do any show prep. So I'm leaning on you guys to get it today, which, by the way, is usually some of our best shows anyway. But the most amazing thing, again, I can't explain it. Maybe Brett can. 65, maybe 70% of the people there were women. Amen, Brett?
Amen, Coach.
It's amazing. Now, where are the men? Where are the men? It was amazing. But I don't, you know, I don't want to poke holes into what's a really, really good thing because I don't know how many... I don't know how many people were here. I would guess they said the venue held 2,500. But listen to this, friends. 2,500 at $250 a ticket. You didn't just walk up to this thing. Some people, VIPs, paid $500 a ticket. This was sold out. They couldn't. You should have seen the lines to go to the bathroom. It was held at some church, and the church wasn't even large enough for the crowd. But in fact, they had an overflow, huge, huge tent outside. And some people were kind of upset because they paid $250 to sit out in an outside tent. They didn't even get to be inside the venue. But this is Orange County, California, okay? Folks, there's hope. There's hope. And these people are, see, because we're not in California, we don't understand it. Boy, they ticked off at Governor Newsom, planning the recall and all that kind of stuff. So we got a real California flavor to what's going on. And it's good. Good stuff happening. Good stuff. And Clay Clark is putting together these, Save America Tours, I think is the name of it. You know what he's doing, friends? He's signing up a team. I always have the same frustrations when I go to these things. Always have the same frustration. Does anybody know what that frustration is? You're right.
Now what?
There's no plays called. There's no plays called, right? Never are any plays called. But it's good training, and it's good pep rally, and it's from that perspective, it's all good. But as same thing, folks, we're not gonna win this battle through conferences. Okay, we're just not gonna do it. And Mike Flynn and General Flynn and Roger Stone and Patrick, the Overstock guy, Patrick Byrne. I'm sorry, my brain's a little bit fried. They all said the same thing. But Donald Trump won the election. All the statistics show it. But friends, I'm going to tell you something. We can't trust Donald Trump to save America. Will they reinstate him? I don't know. But see, what's really, really good is we had some mama bears. We're gonna have some guests here in the future, right? Some mama bears who are fighting back against masks and what they're doing to our kids in school and critical race theory. That room was full of some mama bears who have had enough. So from that standpoint, it was very, very encouraging. So you guys, and Coach, I'm already tired of hearing about it. Let's go to something else. So I'm going to let Brett give his perspective, and then we'll dive in here and go. Go ahead, Brett.
Well, Coach, it's an honor to be here, and thanks for not snoring in the hotel room. It was an amazing, amazing trip. And I tell you guys, we went in with our uniform, Randy, Coach Dave live in Ohio, Brett, all with our Coach Dave hats on. Coach gave us golf shirts. We took over that show, and Coach took over the show, and he is such a superstar, and everybody wants to be around him, from Dr. Stella Emanuel.
She's amazing.
Holy cow.
She was amazing. What a liar this guy is. What a liar. Yeah, we did meet Dr. Stella, though.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
No, but we had the choke point. We know this isn't our first rodeo. I've only done maybe 1,000 conferences. We know where to stand. We know how to network, and all glory be to God. But everybody on this team, thank you for your prayers. It was an honor to meet Carlos and his beautiful wife. And this team, coast to coast, border to border, from South Africa to New Zealand to Australia. Coach, I'm proud of your strong safety.
Hey, man, we did a great job. And Annette, it's kind of funny. Annette and Carlos, I wanted to get Carlos up on the stage. I wanted to say, folks, there's a historic figure right here. Right here, I wanted to get him up there because, everybody would know the story about the Wi-Fi gym, whatever that. They all know that story about that guy getting sucker punched. And I wanted to say, here's the guy, right? Here's the guy that it happened. But, Carlos is, he's low-key. So the Holy Spirit is. Carlos, are you listening this morning? You got feedback for everybody? You and Annette, you guys get up this morning? I think he was in here. I can't see on my phone. So I'm sorry.
I've seen him in there.
There he is. Is he in here? Carlos, can you
see? Yeah, we're here, Coach. Good morning.
Hey, Carlos and Annette, give us your perspective on what you saw.
Sorry about that. Good morning. I'm still trying to wake up.
Me too, brother. Go ahead. Anyway, listen, you don't have to give us any perspective. I appreciate you guys coming, man.
No, it was great. It was great. Really, really enjoyed it. A lot of great speakers, motivational speakers and stuff, motivated me what we need to do to just go out there and just shout. I mean, shout and fight. Shout and fight for what is right, and don't be silenced. We got to do something about it. They gave us the encouragement what to do. They gave us the tools what to do. And these people are doing it. Well, amen. Yes. Praise God for that.
They are, man. It's little, like we talk about, little, boy, there's a big truck. Hang on. Little pockets, little silos of people who are doing stuff. There's a lot of good stuff going on. So thanks to all of you who contributed for our trip. It's expensive out. It's unbelievable. Hotels, like. I mean, we stayed at the Best Western. It's like $200 a night. Best Western. It's okay. I mean, it's okay. But this is California. How much is gas, Brett? $4.15 or something like that?
Way too much.
It's crazy. Okay. So listen, I'm going to shut up for a minute. Love to hear from you guys. It's a Flea Flicker Monday. You can talk whatever you want to talk about. And Clay, Spence, you're going to have to help me bring those folks in. Anybody, come on and help me. Go ahead, Trace.
Hey, I'm a little out of breath. I'm on my walk, but I wanted to say good morning. I've been watching the show, all the speakers and everything. It's been fabulous. But I do want to say just a point that about all the men, where are they at? Well, right now you're dealing with our kids, grandkids' education and all this sex stuff and their health. Those men know to get the hell out of the way because we're on a mission. You don't mess with our kids, and you men know that. So it's time for us to be on the front line, man. We're on the front line.
Tracy, they were talking last night specifically about the mama bears, and I think you're onto something there. And the idea that the mama bears are finally starting to wake up and understand what the hell they're teaching our kids in school. We're finally starting to realize that there's a connection to what's going on in the schools and what's going on in the culture and the society. And these people are pissed off, that they're teaching homosex and all that stuff to their children. They're sick of it, but they don't know what to do. Well, the mama bears, we had that. Hey, Brett, do you remember the name of those two girls that, my goodness, at their own school, they were from Iowa. We're going to try to get them on the show. They got their kids. They got doctor's excuses not to have to wear a mask. And they give them this excuse and take them to school. And the school does what? Yeah, sticks them in a room all by themselves, away from everybody else. It's just, can you imagine that? Can you imagine your little 7-year-old kid goes to school and he's not allowed to be with his own classmates? He has to go sit in his own cubicle way of
life.
Unbelievable. Well, so, hey, they were different. And so the mama bears are beginning to waken up and understand that they're stealing our children. See, they've given up on Jeff Nell. They've given up on me. They've given up on Mark Trump. Oh, Mark Trump. We got a guy, Mark. I don't know if he's in there. We got a guy. We're going to, oh my goodness. We met some great people, right? They're after our kids. They've already got most of us old folks. They're after our kids. Somebody else coming in. Good to hear from you, Tracy.
Good morning, saints. Good morning, saints. I have kept you in my prayers. Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unjust so as to overlook the work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving. God bless you.
Amen, Myra. Let me tell you this. God bless all of you guys who have been praying. Folks, I want you to know something. These are Jesus Christ centered events. This ain't conservatism, okay? This is not conservatism. Roger Stone got up there yesterday and talked about his recent conversion to Jesus Christ. And yes, he used that name. Yes, he used it over and over and over. And yes, we got preacher after preacher after preacher. And we got people like Mike Lindell preaching. It was, folks, I'm telling you, it's what I've been saying for a long time. Hate to sound like I'm a know-it-all. We're not going to win this thing. If we continue to deny Jesus Christ, if we continue to think that there are more gods, that there are other ways, if we think we're going to win that way, we have lost our mind. And I'll say this about Clay Clark, man. He don't bring people in just because they're conservatives. It was all Christ at the center of everything. We've got to stand up. We got to fight back. Robert F. Kennedy I'd love for him to talk a little bit more, knowing what he knows about what's going on inside the government. But, you know, he's tenacious. He's been at it for quite a while. And that 20 minutes with him was really pretty good. Somebody else. Come on in, Kevin. Kevin.
I found out. Good morning, guys. And, hey, I appreciate you doing what you're doing out there. I found out Thursday evening after hours that the local school board had placed on their agenda for today a question about vaccines. And they are strict about following CDC guidelines. So I'm going to stick my nose in here, and I'm going to kick a hornet's nest because the conversation. Back up just a minute. You only have one Monday a month that that the public gets an opportunity to speak in front of the school board. so this is it. And their general rule of thumb is that you have to register 5 days prior to be able to speak. Well. I didn't even find out about this until Thursday night. I put my hand in Friday to try to be able to speak about this. And I'm going to be there, and I'm going to try to raise a crowd to be there with me to interject our opposition to both vaccines and masks, because what they will do is they'll say, okay, if you don't take the vaccine, then you'll have to wear a mask. So that I'm going to take the Salt Light Brigade to the Neosho School Board and put forth my cry that Jesus said there's nothing that as long as you have me and you, you don't need a mask, you don't need a vaccine, and we're going to do as we choose to do.
Kevin, I'm telling you, brother, God bless you. And the number of speakers, Judy Mikovits, we're going to have her on the show. The number of learned speakers, scientists, doctors who are telling us how evil these vaccinations are was astounding, friends. Now, listen, I'm going to give you a game plan. You ready? We got this one last night. Ohio Brett is the one who gave me this game plan. Because what we need to do, hey, Kevin, whether it's you go publicly and say this, we need to stand in front of our school. See, listen, friends, our school board members, first of all, hardly anybody ever goes to a school board meeting. Hardly anybody does. And if they do, they're going to hire a football coach or something like that. Very few people at the school board. So we have to be able to begin to influence those people making those decisions because they don't know. They're hearing from the school boards association. They're hearing from the teachers unions. They're the ones that are pushing the critical race theory, all that stuff. They don't know. They don't know what the people believe about it. And Ohio Brett says what we need to do, and I think this is a great idea. We need to begin to go into those school board. Kevin, I'm giving you a game plan here, brother. We need to go to the school board plan and say, listen, if you teach, pick whatever it is, critical race theory. If you force my granddaughter to put a mask on, I'm giving you fair warning. I'm going to sue you to high heaven. And I'm going to put every one of you school board members, your name's going to be on that lawsuit. Mr. Superintendent, your name's going to be on that lawsuit. Every teacher in that school who my grandchild is working with, your name's going to be on that lawsuit. And I'm here as a Christian man to give you fair warning that if you make my child put that mask on, I will see you in court and I will sue you personally. Hey, brothers, that's the way you win that. Huh? That's the way you want it. So you're not going to be able to hide behind the school boards association. I'm putting you, Dr. Lewis Tibbs, your name, sir, is going to be on that lawsuit. We are going to sue you if you try to violate our rights. Folks, it's time for us to amp up our game and let them know that we are here to play and we are here to win.
Amen.
Huh? Put the fear of God in them, right? Can't hide behind the teachers union, hide behind the school boards association, hide behind Dr. Fauci. Oh, we heard some stories about Dr. Fauci this weekend as well. Unbelievable. Somebody else. Come on, help me out here. Don't make me stand here under this light all by myself.
Hey.
Hey, Ray, come on in. Then Jeffy.
Amen to that. I'm going to keep riding this horse because that's what you've been saying. All politics is local.
That's right.
And a group of us, about 6-7 last Wednesday, decided, well, let's go to one of these school board meetings, find out what's going on. So we all show up, right? Nobody was there except them.
Huh? And you?
About 12 of them. And nobody was there except us 7. So I signed up to talk for 3 minutes and told them, I know you guys probably shocked why we're here. So I was able to tell them that exactly what you guys are talking about. We're here to observe and to make sure that these moral things. I told them about Jeff Klein taking a book off the library shelf and starting reading the perversion. We don't want that here. So
that's right.
Yeah, nobody was there, Coach.
So you guys, hey Ray, you don't think they left? They're worried about you guys. Are they coming back? Are those guys watching over our shoulder? Are they coming back, folks? We have to do that now because they are making decisions right now about masks for the fall. Do you understand that, folks? The policies are happening right now. And I can promise you this, if you go to your local school board meeting, there ain't going to be hardly anybody there. There ain't going to be anybody there. And you just go in there. Maybe I'll get something written up for you real good. I got enough going on. Somebody else can write it up. Something that you can read to your school board, putting them on notice that you are going to sue them. You are going to bring legal action, and you are going to sue them personally, not just the school, each one of them, for dereliction to do whatever they would. And nobody wants to be sued. And the last people they think are going to sue them are Christians, because I heard somebody say the other day, well, the Lord tells us that we're not to sue people. No, that's not what it says, folks. That isn't what it says. You're not supposed to sue a brother. You're not supposed to sue a brother. Hey, if David against Goliath, if David could have, Brett, if he could have, David would have taken Goliath to court.
That's right. That's why we're going to sue, and we're going to name every single teacher. My kids in your class in high school, there's 7 periods. All 7 teachers are going to be named in that lawsuit.
That's right. And see, David realized he didn't have a Supreme Court to wait on, so he appealed to the Supreme Court of Heaven, same Supreme Court of the universe. What did he do? He slung a stone and he knocked that dude down. We've got to begin to do, folks, I'm telling you, don't wait till they put the policy in. They're making those decisions right now. Right now. We've got to fight back on. Good work, Ray. Hey, Ray, tell us real quickly. I wish I had the video available. Tell us what Jane did, what your hero wife did, Ray, when she walked into what store was it, Ray?
Hold on. Camera's off. Okay.
Camera's off, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I had seen at Target that they had a $250 fine in their handicapped parking. And I questioned that, and I had called the police and asked them what the actual city ordinance was, and they told me it was $150. So then I knew that I could go forward, and I just decided to put on video two managers and had them tell me exactly how they came about a $250 fine. And as you saw in the video, that they were dumbfounded, they were nervous. The one was telling me that he was texting me customer service when in actuality he was texting for another manager to come out and help him. And then I went over to the tranny part, and they never said that the man was not allowed. Their policy does not say that they can enter the ladies' room. They just skirted around it, saying, we'll just let you go to the family restroom. And I just kind of kept on them that way. But I learned a lot from you, Coach. I was agreeable with them. You're like, well, that's nice. But however, you know, and
yep.
So anyway, it was I was shaking and I wasn't doing anything wrong. So so I went back to the police and I said, well, if you guys don't talk to them to talk to corporate, then I will, because that's misleading and it's not right.
Amen. So folks, listen, here's what Jane did. She went to the Target store, and it said out front they had handicapped parking spots, and it said $250 fine. Jane calls the police and says, what's the fine for parking in a handicapped spot? And they said $150. So Jane went to Target and said, what's going on? Hey, why is it $250? Cops tell me it's $150. Of course, they didn't know what to say, right?
And, right.
So that was, Jane, the way you handled it. We'll have to get that video up and play that thing, because that was wonderful. And then when you went to the tranny thing, they don't even want to admit their own policy, do they, Jane? Don't even want to admit it.
And yeah. And then I went in there to actually look for the family restroom, and it's way down on the other side of customer service, maybe 200 yards away from the men's and women's bathrooms. Yeah. So, like, it's really not even available.
So they ought to have men's, women's, and others is what they ought to have, huh?
Yeah, and I told them that they should have a sign on there that it would be necessary for them to use the family, just like the guy told me. But, you know, who knows what they'll do.
No.
So I would love to see Target across the state have to go up there and change those signs.
Oh, keep after them, Jane. I love it. I love it. Good work.
Thanks. It was fun.
Somebody else. Folks, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, anybody listening, tonight is the school board meeting in Mount Vernon, 6:00. We are going. I got a little crowd of people going. I got a couple of people say they want to sign up for 3 minutes and speak. So
good.
We're going in to warn them, rebuke them on all of it. And I'm going to list some of the topics: critical race theory, the transgenderism, the LGBTQ, the mask. And I'm going to tell them, you've got your warning. We're coming back every month, and we're going to rally more people to come. It's not just going to be me signing up for 3 minutes. So.
And Jeff, do what Ohio Brett says as you stand in front of him. Call him out by name. Mr. Whoever, your name will be on the lawsuit. Mrs. Whatever, your name will be on the lawsuit. I'm not threatening you. I'm just telling you that you're in this position, and your name will be you're going to be front and center on this lawsuit. I want you to know that. I'm giving you fair warning. I think I'd be really, really effective. Really effective.
Well, here's something I need to check out. Remember when we went through this with Freshwater? We went to the courts a couple days after they fired him. And we went up there and told them we wanted to file a lawsuit against the school board. They told us the law is you cannot sue a school board. Now, I don't know if that's changed. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yep.
You can't sue a school board, but you can sue individuals on that school board by name. And every single teacher and every single janitor and every single resource officer by name.
because they have violated the rights of your child and maybe inflicted irreparable harm. No way that they can be sued, buddy. Hey, listen, can I tell you something? They came after me. They came after me. School board bent over like a wet suit when the ACLU came after me. Why? They threatened to sue them. Don't tell me we can't sue. They don't know that. You put the fear of God in them, man. That's what we need to do. Good word, Brett.
What about including the teachers' union?
Well, no, I think that's good, but no, we want individual teachers to be concerned. We want individual teachers to go to their teachers' unions and say, wait a minute, what's going on here, huh? Are you guys going to defend us? Are you going to protect us? Are you going to? Let's put some pressure on them. Quit letting them hide behind these big organizations, the teachers' unions, the PTA, the school board association. Hey, Mr. Superintendent, your name, B-O-B, S-T-R-R, your name, Bob Starr, will be on that lawsuit. Do you understand that, sir? Your name, B-O-B, Bob Starr, S-T-A-R-R, your name's going to be on the lawsuit. It's not just going to be Mount Vernon City Schools. So you understand that? We need makes my heart beat fast. I got to get to a meeting and do it. Yeah, make it personal. That's right.
Hey, Coach, I'm thinking for my grandchildren, I'm going to make a chart, including the principal, you know, and right from the school board down, I'll make a chart and I'll have them fill out the names. I'll send them a table and say, on notice, due to potential irreparable harm to my child, due to mandatory, experimental, blah, 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 whatever, please fill out the people responsible at this school and inform them that they will be a part of a lawsuit if continues.
Amen.
You know, because then they'll have to write their own names down.
They will. Mark, don't say that they will be part of it. Tell them that they will be, what do you call that? Defendants. Will personally be a defendant in a lawsuit, right?
Now, this is a good idea. I'm going to give the commissioner one warning. I'm going to tell him I'm doing it because I'm friends with him. And that's the warning that he's going to get. And if he gives me guidance, which is what I hope he gives me, maybe a couple people who are pro, you know, our stance. I think in these school boards, there might be one or two who are afraid to come out.
Yes, sir.
Try to find out if there's somebody in the school board that has your position. And they might not be public with it, so you kind of got to snoop around.
But we can move it for sure, right? We can do this, folks. We can win these things. Somebody else, come on in.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to say that I appreciate what you guys are doing. I couldn't get on the queue. I don't know why, but I prayed and I just thought of you guys all day, both days. And you got so many family, friends, and warriors standing behind you and praying for you. Thanks for a great job. Now I got two crazy questions.
Yep.
One, JFK, I heard he's alive. Is this the real JFK Jr.?
We didn't get into that, Betty. I don't know. I would have liked to grab Bobby and pull him aside. That'd have been a great question. I don't know. Now, listen. No, hang on, Betty. I'll let you finish your other question. Hey, folks, we got to stay away from hopium, okay? We got to be careful with conspiracy theories and hopium and all that stuff. What these guys are talking about right now, the ones who were there this weekend, they are doers. And they're laying out a plan. They're going around the country, and they're waking up the Christians. They're not quite aggressive enough with me as far as actually planning what we need to do, but they are waking people up. Mike Lindell said he believes when it's all said and done that Donald Trump probably won California. That's what the numbers show. So their goal was to take back California, if you can believe that. There's a lot of great things going on. So, Betty, again, let's just, you know, they'll call them conspiracy theories. Let's stand on stuff we know that's true and fight and win on stuff that we know that's true. What was your second question?
Well, you know, I'm going to start going to the school board, too. I'm going to be like Jeff Klein, and I know I don't have kids, so I know Superintendent Skaggs is going to say, well, you don't have kids. You don't have no concern to be in here. Well, I do. We need to protect our children. Because we have lazy parents and lazy pastors out there that won't do their job, so someone has to do something. The question is, I don't have no children or grandchildren or anything there. Can I still sue?
Oh, of course you can. Betty, you pay
I just want to make sure.
You're a taxpayer. You're a taxpayer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I must be 3:30 time too. I'm sorry, but I want to take a bunch of people, but I'm on Facebook jail, so I have to message around, see if I can get a bunch of people before school starts.
That's right. You can, and Betty, it doesn't take a bunch. You can, nope. You can go with five, you can go with 10, and just lay it out. You're going to sue them.
Exactly.
We're already speaking to the lawyer. If you force my child to put a mask, or my grandchild, or you force any child in this district to put on a mask without verifiable, undeniable science, see, they'll lose on that one, friends. They'll lose on it. They don't have that. Then you're gonna hear. I'll see you in court. We got folks. That's the way we got to start doing it. Because listen, they're doing it now. Critical race theory, all that crap. Transgender stuff, it's all being decided now in the summer for when they go back to school in fall. Who's up? Thanks, Betty. Hey, Betty, thanks. Betty, you paid for our hotel room there. I want you to know we appreciate that. God bless you. Who's up next?
Hey, good morning, Coach. I've been praying for you guys out there since you guys left.
Reggie, by the way, Reggie, let me stop you. Child trafficking was mentioned several times. So this crew is alive and awake and understand what's going on there, too. Go ahead.
Blessed be God. They're starting to talk about it more openly. Yep. So one of the things in Ohio, so I've been fighting the mask thing for a while. I'm not fighting it. I fought it and I won. So my kids go to a public school. And I don't know if people realize this. You need to invoke your First Amendment right in Ohio. While you're still fighting for the other children, I wrote a letter. Create a paper trail, people. Don't just go and speak. Record, write, everything. But you can invoke. I told them. I didn't ask them. I told them that my children will not be wearing masks because they're invoking their First Amendment right. It's against their religion. And they knew the day my kids walked in that next day that because one of them tried to put a mask on my daughter when we walked in because she was afraid to walk in without one. And I walked in with her and the teacher grabbed a mask. I said, I just pushed my hand up in her face and I said, she won't be wearing that. She goes, oh, you're the family.
Oh, huh? You're the troublemakers, huh?
Yeah.
So, Reggie, folks, this is important. And again, these two women from Iowa that we want to try to get on the show, they found, she told them they couldn't believe it, that they took the children and they isolated them, put them behind a plastic screen, sat them clear back in a corner of the room. Make sure that they don't do that to you.
You have to write the letter very strongly and basically you know what you're talking about and you will not do that either.
That's right. Put them on notice that you will see them in court. We got that, folks. The left uses that hammer. We have to use that as well. Bless you. Brett, you have anything to add over there, man? I don't mean to...
all I know is that this team right here, Coach, that you have, we're taking it out to the streets, and everybody on this team inspires me, Coach.
It's all good. And by the way, yes, we did have some Coach Dave Live viewers out here. Not a lot of them. It's just encouraging, folks. We got Carlos and Annette out here. We got some fighters. It's all good. It's all good. Somebody else, come in. Rescue me here. Hey, Dale.
Hey, brother. I appreciate what you all were doing out there. I got to watch some of the conference, but I think you're spot on. Let's just connect some dots and sew some thread of the scripture. You're talking about going after them personally. When David came out, brother, he went out. It was like going to a school board. He went there by himself. But you know what he did? Brother, he didn't go after the government of the Philistines. He went after Goliath, that one that was right in front of him. David would have went after any one of them that was coming at him that stood out there. Now, when you're talking about the lawsuit, watch this. What did David use to chop off Goliath's head? He used his own tactics, his own sword, brother. And this is, hey, we saw it with Tony Spell. How did Tony Spell sue? Did he sue Louisiana? Or did he sue Governor John Bell Edwards? He made it personal. Brother, this is the deal. This is the angle to go at. It is that sign that I had made on my house, brother. I know people might be against it. Everybody in my church took one of them signs. They mounted them on their house. And it says on there, if you ring my doorbell, you you personally and whoever sent you will be on that civil lawsuit. That's what it is. It's a civil lawsuit. You can put anybody's name on that lawsuit. We go after them. That's exactly what they're afraid. Anybody been subpoenaed here? It's a lousy feeling when a sheriff walks up to your door and he gives you a subpoena with your name on it. And so that's what you go after. You go after them. And here's the last thing, brother. Guess what? We had our meeting yesterday. We are getting ready to start co-op at our church. You know what that means? That we're anybody who pulls their kids out of the public school system and wants some help and how to homeschool, we're going to be there. Our school's getting ready. Our church is getting ready to start that.
Amen, Dale, on more than one front there, brother. Because listen, hey, friends, listen. Somebody comes to them and serves that summons or that a subpoena or that whatever, you know what they got to do? They got to get a lawyer. That's called lawfare. That's what, folks, that's what they do to us. They sue us, make us go get a lawyer to defend ourselves. They don't even care if they lose. They don't care. Folks, hear me. Lawfare, like warfare. Lawfare is using the legal system to break the back of your opponent. You get what I'm saying? So if somebody comes to you and they file a frivolous lawsuit against you, what do you have to do? You still got to go pay $500 to a lawyer for retaining fees. You got to pay $500 for them to draw up. It costs money to defend yourself. So they're doing that to us, left and right, left and right. We got to be smarter, as Dale just said. Use Goliath's own sword, the legal system, to fight back fairly the same way. And if anybody out there thinks that, why would the Lord give us a government where you have judges, right? Somebody help me here. Where's John Diamond when I need him? Where's John Diamond? Isn't he king, lawgiver, and judge? Why would he give us a judge if we're not supposed to use the legal system? Somebody explain that to me. Can somebody explain that to me? So in other words, non-Christians, the only ones allowed to sue. Who came up with that? What pastor came up with that idea? Non-Christians, the only ones not allowed to use the legal system. They're not allowed to sue. Not allowed to take it to a judge. Come on! Wake up!
Hey, Coach, and you said something very key. Whoever strikes first, the other one has to get a lawyer. David didn't wait for Goliath to swing his sword. David went and hit him first. He who files that lawsuit, it's the other one that has to get an attorney now.
Amen. 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 And listen, go ahead, Dale.
And that's why, Coach, that you name the janitor, you name all seven period teachers, you name any coach, you name the athletic director, you name school board members by name.
Substitute teachers, anybody that came in there and made your child put on a mask. Sue them. Sue them.
Hey, Coach, I have another little quick testimony I failed to share. So I went and sat with my broker last week, and so we were diversifying some of our funds into where this guy and one of his assistants can kind of control where they're investing money, kind of has more of a rapid, better return. So we looked over that sheet of the places that they chose to invest. Guess what they had on that list? Target, Price Pfister, Johnson & Johnson. Watch this, brother. Watch this. I looked at him and I said, they go, would you have any more questions? It was a three-hour meeting. I looked at him and said, yeah, my wife and I have a problem. I said, we have a problem with these three companies. We want you to pull these companies from our investments. And they looked at it and they said, you know, some of the stuff we can control, some of the stuff we don't have control. I said, wait a minute. How about if I just pull all of my money and go to a broker and I no longer use you? You know what he said? It's
we'll
done.
We'll figure it out.
Done that day, brother. Let me tell you what. I said, Target gone. Johnson & Johnson gone. Price Pfister gone. They understand when you're touching their pocketbook. That's what they understand.
Dale, that's a great point, and it's also the same point. I think it was Robert Kennedy Jr. I can't remember who it was. That's so much good information, showing us financially how much money those pharmaceutical companies are making. It is staggering, friends. It's staggering. So if we think that they haven't created a virus for them to get rich off of, we are more naive than we even understand. And you can also bet your bottom dollar that there is another one coming, another variant coming. That's what they're going to use in the fall. And it's all, well, you're smart enough to put two and two together. Somebody else. How much time we got there, Spence?
Okay. Hey.
Kevin.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Coach, you apologized twice for saying some little expletives. Please do not do that anymore. If you're going to get mad, then Dave, get mad. Don't back up.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, if you heard the words I really wanted to say, if you knew what I really wanted to say, you would understand the grace of the Holy Spirit holding me back. Sometimes my carnal nature. Hey, folks, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I will. Folks, we have to shock people. Do you understand this? Do you understand the time in which we live? Do you understand that sometimes we have to be like a bucket of cold water in people's face?
Yes.
Do you understand it? Do you understand the people you're going to church with are taking the jab? Do you understand it?
Yes.
Do you understand people are taking a jab that's going to change their DNA? Do you understand that? Throw a bucket of cold water. A little bit of hell and damnation ain't going to hurt anybody. We got to wake them up. Who was next? I came by mind on you. Rochelle, come on in, Rochelle.
Good morning, team, and thanks, Coach, and Ohio Brett, and everybody who was out there at that conference. I have, okay, let me just say everybody needs to Google or whatever, DuckDuckGo, the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was written in a book in 1958. And in 1959, that was where the Nikita Khrushchev or whatever his name was said that your children's children will live under communism. You right. Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy. You will fall into our hands like ripe fruit. The democracy will cease to exist when you take it from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. So just look those up. It talks about how they get control of the schools, the press, degrading society, homosexuality, all of it. And what you were talking about with the jab, Coach, just I think the other day I read this from Dr. Charles Hoff, and he said that 75% of the vaccine is collected in your blood. And he's saying that within the next, this will kill people through some kind of blood problem within 2 or 3 years. So we got to be.
Folks, Rochelle, listen to this. I think it might've been Sherry Timber. I can't remember who it was. Doesn't matter. Folks, listen, it changes your DNA. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the vaccine alters your DNA? In other words, Mark, are you listening? It becomes transhumanism. Oh, yeah, that word was used more than one time. Transhumanism. Why? Because that is the goal of the Luciferian elite. Now, I don't care if you never tune in here again. I don't care if you don't like what we're talking about. I don't care if you think everything's a conspiracy theory. These are learned people who know what they're talking about, and they're trying to warn us. This isn't a DNA altering jab. This is not a vaccination.
Correct. And I just want to say, we need to be prepared. These people may be ready to come to God now. This may shake them enough once they start seeing their friends who have gotten this die. We need to be prepared. The church is not ready. We can't give we don't give our testimony. We don't share. We have to be ready. And who knows? God can save them.
Yes, ma'am. Ultimately, that's what it's all about anyway, isn't it, Rochelle?
That's right.
Hey, we got a chance. Listen, I got a chance to spend a little bit of time with Dr. Stella. You guys remember Dr. Stella, right? She had on her African guard. She was out there taking pictures. We're going to get her on the show. I said, Dr. Stella, I couldn't believe you. I said, I was one of the first. I had to be one of the first guys nationally to point out the fact that you talked about the Nephilim and you talked about casting out devils. I said, my goodness, the platform the Lord gave you. And she was just the biggest old sweet bundle of joy that you'd ever want to meet. So we're going to get Dr. Stella on here as well. Folks, we're going to win this thing. I'm telling you, we're going to win this thing. The energy in that room, the anger energy. Tracy, mama bears worrying about their kids. Something great's happening. Who's next here? Hey, Larry.
Yeah, you know, the vaccinations and masks and COVID and everything were just the vehicle that the other side used to infiltrate our election process with all kinds of stupidness that allowed them to the way they did. Let's not take our eye off of the election process ball. Now, this a week ago today, Monday night, I got my True the Vote resolution passed at the Horry County Republican Party Executive Committee meeting. And it instructed our elected Republicans to push forward on doing an audit of the vote in South Carolina and finding out every place that they could cheat and fix that place so they can't cheat.
That's it, Larry. That's it. Listen, brother, that was front and center. A lot of people talked about this. How about this? Roger Stone told us. I don't know if you guys knew this. Was it Roger Stone? I think it was Roger Stone. Guys, does anybody know how much money the Republican Party has contributed to election integrity? Like in Arizona, doing the audit, actually paying money for the vote. Anybody know how much money the Republican Party has invested in that? Anybody want to give me a number?
Zero.
Yeah, zero. Zero, right? I don't even know if that's a number. Zero. The American Republican Party has contributed zero to any recounts, to anything. What's that tell you, friends?
Let me tell you, after we passed that resolution unanimously at our county party meeting, it has had no action. Our county leadership has not even pushed that resolution up the hill. The Republican Party itself stinks as bad as a bull that's been laying dead in the field for 2 weeks.
Brother, I'm telling you, Larry, you're all over that one, man. Somebody else, come on in. Good to hear you, Larry. Hey, Betty. Or Debbie, did you say?
It's Debbie. Listen, yeah, Debbie. I've been the secretary to many boards in my career, and one of the reasons why you sue them individually is because as a board, they have insurance, liability insurance.
Right, so right.
You have to sue them individually to circumvent that. And the other thing is that I think the best thing to see in the world would be them being subpoenaed at their meeting. It would be it would be like that funeral film that goes around where everybody gets an envelope. That would be the perfect video, was they would each one get their subpoena.
Betty or Debbie, wouldn't it be great if you made them sit on a witness stand and ask them where they got their information to vote to put masks on kids? How much research have you done? What's been the influence behind the scenes of the school board? Oh, my goodness. If we got into discovery on some of this stuff, right? Folks, we got to do it.
They don't want you to discover. And individually, they won't be able to tell you where they learned anything because they're just doing what they're told.
Hey, Dale. How about this one, Debbie? I was thinking of Dale. How about telling them this? Hey, we're gonna look at your stock portfolio and see if you invested in some of these pharmaceutical companies. We're gonna find out if you're making some money by doing this to our children. By the way,
right, and look at their campaign funds. Each one of these people were elected. And so have a campaign fund audit and see what you find.
Oh, this will be fun. This will be fun. Right, Brett? This will be fun. Brett and I are the two angels standing out here in front of Angel Stadium.
But you got to name them by name.
By name.
Every one of them by name. So the janitor goes in and say, hey, what's going on? I can't afford an attorney. The elementary school teacher goes in, hey, what's going on? They need to go in and they do it from the bottom up and the top down, both.
And how long will it take before somebody says, hey, screw this. We ain't doing this. I'm not going to do that, right? That's all. Hey, come on, friends. Come on, friends. So they're going to pass legislation that's going to violate the rights of your children, and they think they're going to be able to get off of it just because it's board policy. Good luck with that one.
Coach, I want to don't also forget the courageousness of Reggie. And you got to do that too. The parents, that is so courageous to go in. Oh, you're that family. Well, yeah, she's that family. They're heroes.
Amen. That's right, Reggie. Reggie, so you got to know this. They're already talking about you. They're already. Hey, Brett, you got the police behind you, I think.
Hey, Coach, I take that back. I'm not ashamed. They know me before that because I went in and my husband even said, be nice when I went in there.
Uh-huh.
I lit the whole entire office up and singled every single one of them out by name, including the nurse, and said, all of you should be ashamed of yourselves. You're abusing these children.
Amen. The mother from Iowa that spoke yesterday, she had so much emotion in her about what they had done to her. Seven-year-old daughter had a picture of her. It was unbelievable. And I got those mama bears in there. Hey, folks, are we going to be nice? Are we going to be nice while they're destroying the soul of our children? Be nice? Really? Really? Come on. Just a couple minutes left here, I think. Anybody else? Clay, come on in. Go ahead. 4 minutes. Good, Clay.
Went to a Freedom Matters conference in Kingsport this weekend. And like you were saying, Coach, there was probably 65 or 70% women there. And then there were older, out-of-state people there. There were no young warriors. And the reason why, I think, Coach, while I was sitting there, I was thinking, you know, they're not going to come. The young warriors are not going to come.
Reagan.
The young warriors are not going to come to listen to quiet, boring speakers and preachers.
Right.
That's why you're so important, Coach.
Yeah.
And something I want to share real quick, since it's Flea Flicker Monday, our state representative, Bud Halsey, said with all the fake news and false information out there these days, there's only three things you can truly trust. That's little, very young children, drunk people, and yoga pants.
Hey, listen, be encouraged, though. There were some young people. By the way, Brett, help me out. We found a guy. This is amazing to me. We ran into a guy. What's his name from Dublin?
The Man in America, Seth.
Man in America. Got 100,000 followers on YouTube, and he's moving to Zanesville, Ohio. That's what, 15 minutes from Sky High? I couldn't believe it. I cornered him. We're going to lock arms, get together. Folks, this is an information war. We have to cross-pollinate with one another to be able to get the words out. So here's this guy. He's got Man in America. Check it out. Man in America has 100,000 followers on YouTube. And he lives freaking 20 minutes from us. He doesn't even know who the guy is. Shame on us. 1 minute left. Who's the last guy today?
Real quick. The key to keep insurance out from defending an individual is you want to allege an intentional tort. Most insurance will not cover an intentional tort. Thus, they have to retain private counsel for defense. So if you do it pro se or a lawyer, you ask them to argue intentional tort, many times they have to go get a private lawyer. As well,
as
the insurance lawyer will help them, but they won't defend on the intentional tort.
Hey, Roger, we go back to when old Coach Dave was sued by the ACLU. I had to go get my own lawyer, didn't I, Roger?
Well, and it may have been because of that issue, intentional, but the language is that the teacher or the superintendent has intentionally done something. It's been an intentional tort. 9 times out of 10, they'll get what's called a reservation of rights letter, which says the insurance company will not defend or pay damages because of the language. The intentional tort says you did something outside of your employment that we don't cover you.
Hey, amen. You know, nobody's allowed to violate somebody else's First Amendment rights. Got to run. Hey, folks, listen, what a team we have. What a team we had here. Randy, Brett, Annette, Carlos. What a team we had here, but what a team we have all together, man. I'm out here. I'm thinking about – I'll start naming names, man. Listen, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Listen to me. You don't want your crop picked before the season's due, before due season. The Lord's putting together an army, and we're going to fight back, and we're going to take off the head of this giant. God bless you all. We'll see you from Buckeye Lake, Ohio, tomorrow morning.